What's happening locally? The news.
Well, it is time for us to take our Wednesday morning, our midweek look, some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. The former director of the National Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, and candidate for deputy of the 8-2 circuit in San Miguelito, Luis Oliva, yesterday provided his version of why fiefdoms politically controlled by the Democratic Revolutionary Party receive 82.5% of the program, which was known as Vale Digital. In the words of Oliva, for example, in San Miguelito, one in five people is PRD, so statistically speaking, there is a high probability that more people will be registered for that party with these vouchers. He also recalled that in the electoral circuits with the greatest multidimensional poverty, a good part of their population is part of that political group. But it is not an issue that is benefiting anyone in particular. There is no politicalization of the program, and no one has asked me for that while I was in charge of the AIG, said the candidate for deputy, who recalled that the PRD has more than 700,000 registered members. Since payments for this program began in 2020, going through till September of 2023, five specific districts have concentrated $1,826.2 million in vouchers out of a total of $2,213 million. $798.7 million have been dispersed in the District of Panama, $298.1 million in San Miguelito, both in the province of Panama, $269.3 million was also allocated in Colón, in the province of Colón, while $253.5 million in Arihan and $206.6 million in La Chorrera in Panama Oeste. In these localities, the five mayors are from the PRD, and the majority of the deputies and township representatives are part of the ranks of this group. And despite the fact that entire provinces such as Chiriquí or Veraguas have a greater or equal population than these districts, they received fewer millions of the Valle Digital. However, Oliver stated that during his administration, the program was managed with transparency, and that thanks to technology, the program could be monitored. You can imagine if it were manual, how difficult it would be to supervise. If I were doing something wrong, you think I would publish this information? He who owes nothing, fears nothing, he concluded. Well, the lawyer and candidate for deputy of the Otro Camino movement, the MOC Ernesto Cedeño, filed a complaint with the Electoral General Prosecutor's Office for the possible political use of the social assistance program known as Valle Digital. He did that yesterday. As a result of the newspaper La Prensa's publication that the Valle Digital program could have been politicized, I filed a complaint for the government wing for an alleged electoral criminal offence that could have been or could have a penalty of 1 to 3 years in jail, he said. Well, since payments for this program began in 2020 until September 2023, five specific districts have concentrated, as we mentioned, $1,826.2 million in vouchers out of a total of $2,213 million. According to the complainant, the state's assets must be cared for, like a good father of a family. Another of those who reacted was the independent deputy, Juan Diego Vasquez, who stressed that he knows hundreds of families in Samaria, Don Bosco, Veranillo, and other communities in the Belisario poorest district of San Miguelito, but they never received support. They dedicated themselves to stealing when people needed support the most, said the parliamentarian. Since this program was created during the COVID-19 pandemic and many families were left unemployed. The Commerce Commission of the National Assembly will resume the debate on the bill that contains a contract between the state and Minera Panama. It will do so on Wednesday, today, at 11 a.m. Deputy Roberto Abrego, president of the aforementioned commission, reported that each deputy will give their opinion and go directly to the vote. The consultation stage has passed. We exhausted all consultations. Now comes the first debate. Here we are not doing anything in secret, Abrego explained on Tuesday. Well, the session will take place in the Titi Alvarado room, and according to the deputy, the debate will be broadcast. Abrego, deputy of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, classified the contract as the most consulted in the history of the country. He recalled that they gave all the sectors, the communities, the opportunity to give their opinion. We visited the affected areas. We went to the mine. We established the criteria that each of the deputies wanted to have to vote for or against. On Monday last, the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Frederico Alfaro, presented the document before the plenary session of the Assembly. Alfaro said that after addressing multiple concerns, the government's advisory team met in a permanent session with the company representatives to discuss the changes related to the points indicated by the Assembly's Commerce Commission. The government of President Cortizo is a government that listens, he said. He talked about some modified points, for example, that the clause that allowed the company to request airspace restrictions is eliminated. He added that the right to request expropriation is also eliminated, and it is classified that the Ministry of Environment will supervise compliance with the Environmental Management Plan. Also, Alfaro said, they eliminated Minera Panama's right to request the state to classify the identity of final beneficiaries with restricted assets. The changes mentioned by the minister are due to citizens' requests, concerns and complaints that arose during the consultation period. It's profitable. Well, this is what Minister Alfaro said on Tuesday, that he trusts that the debate will be resumed in the Commerce Commission. Alfaro is of the thesis that there will always be those who oppose mining, and no matter how many modifications are made to the contract, that group of people will never be in favour. I respect the opinion of all those who are going to remain against it, and who will make it difficult to convince them. What I am convinced of is that this contract is widely beneficial for the Panamanian state, he argued. However, independent deputy and member of the Commerce Commission, Juan Diego Vasquez, stated that without consulting with the commissioners, Deputy Abrego already announced that there will be discussion. He indicated that he hopes that a methodology will be approved in which a broad participatory discussion and listening to all parties can be established. He considers that citizens must participate since several clauses of the contract have been changed. Being able to come and comment on the changes that have taken place is essential to be able to guarantee the transparency and democratization of the debate on this contract, he added. He pointed out that there are still issues that are still of concern. Vasquez was one of the deputies who proposed that the contract be rejected and that the government establish a new contract. He made it clear that starting a debate in a hurry is irresponsible. Panama remains on the list of tax havens of the European Union, from which Costa Rica, the Virgin Islands and the Marshall Islands have been excluded. The changes are in the update of the list approved this Tuesday by the EU member states. The Council of the European Union agreed to add Antigua and Barbuda, Belize and Seychelles to its black list of tax havens. The EU list includes countries that have not engaged in constructive dialogue with its 27 member states on tax governance or have not fulfilled their commitments to implement the necessary reforms, which must aim to meet a set of objective criteria for good tax governance, including transparency, fair taxation, and the implementation of international standards designed to prevent base erosion and profit shifting. With the changes introduced this Tuesday, the list of non-cooperative jurisdictions for tax purposes continues to be made up of 16 members, which are as follows. Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Bahamas, Belize, Fiji, Guam, Palau, Turks and Caicos Islands, the United States Virgin Islands, Samoa, American Samoa, Seychelles, Panama, Russia, Trinidad and Tobago, and Vanuatu. The Council regrets that these jurisdictions still do not cooperate on tax matters and invites them to improve their legal framework or to resolve the problems identified, the European institution noted. The EU list of non-cooperative tax jurisdictions was established back in December 2017 and forms part of the EU's external tax strategy, with the aim of contributing to ongoing efforts to promote good tax governance across the world. The Commission on Credentials, Regulations, Parliamentary Ethics and Judicial Affairs of the National Assembly analysed on Tuesday 5 complaints against magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice. The cases were contained in folders 297, 300, 301, 302 and 303. They reviewed three complaints against the presiding magistrate of the court, Maria Eugenia Lopez, in folders 297, 302 and 303. They also examined folder 300, which referred to a complaint against Magistrate Olmedo Arocha, while in 301, six magistrates were mentioned, among them Angel Russo, Arocha and Lopez. Last week, the Credentials Commission filed several cases against magistrates, including a complaint filed by former President Ricardo Martinelli against Lopez. In April of 2022, lawyer Alejandro Perez, representing Martinelli, denounced Lopez, alleging that he allegedly altered the judicial calendar to set the date of the trial that followed the former President of the Republic for the wiretapping case. He also accused her of accelerating procedural phases and ignoring stages of judicial and regulatory procedures with the intention of continuing with what he called a persecution against Martinelli. He requested that he be investigated for the alleged commission of crimes against the administration of justice and against public servants. However, on October the 10th, the deputies voted in favour of filing the complaint. The Credentials Commission has PRD member Ronald Pineda as president. He is accompanied by deputies Roberto Abrego, Ricardo Torres, Benicio Robinson, Sergio Galvez, Mayin Correa, Francisco Pancho Aliman, Hugo Mendes and Gabriel Silva. After examining each of the files, the deputies agreed that they did not have the necessary evidence to be admitted, so the complaints were filed. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.